You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. The council is currently looking at how it deals with hazardous household waste, and now it wants our views on the service currently provided. We've been finding out more from Waste Services Manager Tony Norris.
The County Council has offered a doorstep collection service for household hazardous wastes for a long time, certainly over 10 years. We do it monthly, and we get quite a lot of users of the service. And what we're looking at is whether we're offering the service in the best possible way, and whether we can do it better or more efficiently in future.
So what sorts of things count as hazardous household waste?
The easy answer to that is if it's got an orange sticker on saying it's hazardous, then that's a bit of a giveaway, really. But there's lots of household activities that generate hazardous wastes, from decorating where you have paints that aren't water-based, thinners, solvents, turps, brush cleaners, that sort of thing. There's a lot of kitchen chemicals that could be hazardous. You have liquids like bleaches and cleaning products, or foams like you would use to clean out an oven. In the garden, you have weed killers, you have timber treatments for fences, that sort of thing. And then in the garage, degreasers, oil, there's a long, long list of materials that are hazardous that people might use in the household. And as I said, they have an orange sticker on them saying that they are hazardous.
So through the consultation, I guess you want to find out how many people use the service, how many people find it useful, or which other ways they do dispose of it.
That's part of it, yeah. We had 425 collections last year across North Yorkshire, all from individual properties. So it's a well-used service. So we are going to talk to the people who used the service last year to see what they thought of it and how we could improve on it. We want the people who haven't used the service to find out why they didn't use it. Do they know it exists? What do they do with the material, this sort of material? Do they throw it in a bin? Do they put it down the sink, down the toilet? Is it sat in the back of a shed somewhere? So we're trying to find out some information around that. And we're also looking out whether we could offer a service through our household waste recycling centre network for residents to take that material, so they don't have to wait for our contractors to come round once a month. They can take it and drop it off themselves. And also whether this is a sort of service that we could offer a bit more intelligently, maybe charge for some aspects of it. So offer a free service to some residents, but the ones who can't use it as a free service, whether they'd be willing to pay to use the service or have any collections, or whether we just stop doing it once and for all if we provide a service through the household waste sites.
When will this consultation actually start, and how long do people have to take part in it?
Consultation starts on 10th of July, and it will go on for 12 weeks. We will be contacting the people who used the service last year directly, but we're also going to consult with parish and district councils within the county, people who use the household waste recycling centres, to see if we improve those sites to deliver this sort of service, whether they use it or not. And it's going to be advertised through libraries and newspapers and Facebook pages and all that sort of thing, just so members of the public who we haven't managed to catch through those other methods still have the chance to give us their views. If anyone does want to go through a paper version of the questionnaire, or if they want to ring up and somebody complete the online form for them, they can do that by contacting the County Council's Customer Services Centre on 01609 780 780.